Harper was the Ford Modeling Agency's first fuller figure model. In her book, The Big Beauty Book, co-authored with Glenn Lewis, she says any large woman can be truly glamorous if she learns to make the most of her looks and also goes after beauty with an I won't be denied attitude. She's here today to tell us how to do that. At one point in your life, you talk about overeating, you talk about the binging, being overweight, and the realization that you were never going to be skinny, you were never going to be a size 10, and somehow you were going to learn to make the best of it. Mm-hmm. At what point in your life did you come to that realization?
It was when I got out of college, when I had to face the real world. Mm-hmm. And I went through a traumatic summer preparing for a singing career, which I felt I would never achieve because I was too large. And my sister helped me out of that bad time and made me realize that there's a lot more to being an individual than being a skinny person. You know, you don't have to be skinny to be worthwhile. And
you say in the book, one of the quotes, I don't hesitate to say fat is ugly, but big, firm, and healthy is sensually appealing. Mm-hmm. And yet we live in a society where thin is in, and people look at somebody who is a larger size, and they're looking like maybe you shouldn't be a larger size. How do you deal with societal attitudes?
Thin is thin in, it's fit is in these days, isn't it? Isn't that what it is about the 80s? And I feel the same way. I take Brazilian dance classes as often as I can, and I keep my act together. I'm a very active person. So I just deal with, if people can't deal with me, which I don't think is the problem, I just ignore them, you know, because I know that I'm doing as much as I can do for myself.
For the woman who has not yet learned how to deal with herself and accept herself, and accept the whole concept of big being beautiful as well, what would you say to her?
I would say she has to sit down and come to terms with who she is. If she's not happy being the size that she is, if she's too heavy, then I do not condone being overweight. You know, if she feels she would be happier as a thinner person, then go for it and do it. But don't punish yourself for being something that might not be as terrible as society seems to think it is.
Let's talk about some of the common things that the fuller figured woman does wrong that you see all the time walking down a street.
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of women wear clothes that are too tight for them. They say they're a certain size and that's that, and they will not try anything else on. But the thing is that women have to realize is that every manufacturer cuts differently. This dress is a 12. I mean, I wear from a 12 to a 20 in clothing. And
that's quite a range.
Yes, yes, but it depends on the manufacturer. It also depends on the style of the clothing.
What styles are good and what styles to stay away from?
It depends on the body type the woman is. There are four different basic body types. One is a figure eight. That's the woman who's equally proportioned. There's the barrel shape. She's kind of thick through the middle, has great legs, flat rear ended, and doesn't want to draw attention to her center. You know, she might be a little short waisted, so she doesn't want to draw attention to that. So she should wear a dress that's a drop waistline to give her a longer look. There are all these little tricks. Then there's the woman who's a pear shape, and she's small on top and has larger hips, so she's out of proportion. So what she can do is wear something with shoulder pads or wear a dress like this that brings the eye upward and makes her a little more equally proportioned than she actually is.
Okay, you say bring the eye upward. How do you bring the eye upward? Or you want to bring the eye upward versus...
Well, you can do that with makeup and hairstyles. You can also do it with accessories. You can wear a scarf at the neck. You can wear a pretty piece of jewelry that brings the eye upward.
Now, do you have a piece of material there? What difference does a scarf do?
Oh, well, there is a shot of me. I don't know if they have it or not, but I'm wearing a pair of black pants and a white jacket and a striped shirt, sweater thing. But this goes on at the neck, and it really is a fabulous, you know, it just makes you, brings your eye to the face area. And so that kind of makes a very good fashion statement and is very attractive.
Now, you say in the book, in terms of hair, longer is not sexier, longer is heavier. Why long hair is not good?
Well, long hair, what happens is when your hair ends here, that's where your eye goes. So if that is the full part of your body, you don't want to draw attention to that. You want to, you know, take the eye away from that. So a flattering hairdo would be around shoulder length, maybe a little bit higher, and shorter, because that's really where you want people to look.
Now, in terms of colors, for years people felt like black hides things. You are wearing wonderful white today. Mm-hmm. What is, any rules in terms of colors?
Color is an individual thing. I think people have to, you know, forget all those things that everybody said large women shouldn't do, and dress to suit their mood, and also use color to proportion their bodies, to wear a paler shade on top if they're a little smaller on top, to make the eye bring forward. Color, light brings forward and dark recedes. So you can use color to your advantage.
And thank you very much for being here today and giving us some advice on the subject.
Thanks so much.